What is faith?
咩係信心啊
？Faith is what?
信心係咩話
？Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where does the assurance comes from?
嗰個確據喺邊度嚟嘅咧
？From the word of God.
係從神嘅話語而嚟。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, what type of faith are we talking about this weekend?
我哋曾經講過邊有幾類型嘅信心咧
God's kind of faith.
好似神咁嘅信心啦。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
讚美主。
And we've talked about faith comes from within. It starts from your heart.
我哋講到信心係從你嘅心開始。
This morning,
今早呢
we want to look at the relationship between faith and the word.
我哋要睇一睇神嘅话语同埋信心嘅关系
And we want to look into the dynamics of how the word brings faith.
我要睇下咧，神嘅话语点样为信心带嚟动力
We have discovered yesterday that without the word.There cannot be faith.
我哋琴日已经知道啦。如果冇神嘅话语嘅时候，就唔能够有信心。
Because faith comes, faith is an assurance that comes from the word.
因为信心系从神嘅话语而带嚟嘅确据。
But what is the word of God?
但系乜嘢嘢系神嘅话咧
？What is the word?
神嘅话系咩？或者个道系乜嘢嘢咧？
And how does faith, how does the word build faith in our hearts?
咁而神嘅话点样帮助我哋嘅信心喺我哋心入边建立起嚟咧
？That's what we shall be looking at this morning.
就系我哋今朝要睇嘅题目。我哋开始祷告。
I want you to talk to God.
我想你同神咧去讲。
Ask that the Lord will open your eyes of understanding.
求神咧打开你嘅心嘅眼睛，可以让你明白。
That you will understand His word.
以致你可以明白佢嘅话语。
Pray to God.
向神祷告。
That He will give you a heart to understand.
以致你嘅心系可以，你个心能够明白。
Let's go to Romans chapter 10.
我哋打开罗马书第十章。
We will read again verse 8.
再读第八节，
罗马书 verse 8，
第十章第八节，他到底怎么说呢？他说：这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，
就是我所主的道。
Now, the Bible says that it is the word of faith that we preach.
圣经所讲嘅系我哋所传信主嘅道。
That is the word.That brings faith.
就是这个话语带来信心。
That is the word of God.
就是神的话语。
That's where the assurance comes from.
就是那个确据从这里来的源头。
What is the word?
那个话语或者个道是什么呢
Number one.
第一样东西呢
Basically, the word of God comes to us in two ways.
基本上神的话语或者道呢是用两个方法来到我们道的。
The first way is what is called the written word.
第一个呢就是写了的文字啦。
And the written word is the one you carry in your hands.
就是一本圣经啦。
Or the one you have in your iPod or in your phone.
或者在你电话或者 iPod 里面的电子圣经啦。
That is called the written word of God.
这个就是神已经写了下来的话语。
And we all have access to the written word.
我们个个都是有能够去接触到这个。
The second way the word of God comes to us is by revelation.
第二个方法神的话语来到我们道呢就是藉着启示。
And the word that comes by revelation is called the revealed word of God.
而藉着启示来到我们的话语就是神所已经启示了的。
So there is the written word.
有一些已经写了下来的话语。
And there is the revealed word.
另外一样呢就是被启示出来的话语。
The revealed word is also called rhema.
叫 Rhema.
For God's type of faith or imparted faith to come to your heart.
要令到好似神咁嘅信心或者嗰个传递嘅信心嚟到你嘅心入边嘅时候咧。
The word that will bring faith is the revealed word. Rhema.
就系必须系嗰个被启示嘅话语先可以为你建立个信心。
Faith comes by Rhema.
信心从Rhema 即系被启示嗰个话语而嚟。
There must be a revelation.
必须系有启示嘅。
Of the word.
从话语中有启示。
To your heart.
临到你嘅心中。
To generate faith.
以致可以衍生出信心。
Right. But let's look at the word.
我哋睇下个话语个道啦，或者。
Open to Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。神的道是活泼的。
We want to look at the nature of the Word of God.
我要睇下神嘅道嘅本质系点。
This will help you when we begin to learn on how the revealed Word brings faith to your heart.
我哋要学下咧，点样被启示出嚟嘅话语咧，将你嘅心入边嘅信心建立俾你。
Now, the Bible is explaining to us here what the Word of God is.
呢度系解释紧咧，神嘅道系乜嘢嘢。
Now, it says that for the Word of God is alive.
呢度讲到神嘅话语或者神嘅道系活泼嘅。
Now the first thing you need to know about the word is that the word of God is alive.
你第一样嘢必须知道神嘅话语嘅就系呢样嘢系活泼嘅，系有生命嘅。
Scriptures is not dead. God's word is not dead. God's word is alive.
神嘅话语唔系死嘅，神嘅话语系活泼，系有生命嘅。
Number two.It says the word of God is powerful.
第二嘢讲到神嘅话语系有能力嘅。
Now we'll soon find out the applications of this, but understand that the word of God is alive. Number two, the word of God is powerful.
我哋迟啲会讲点样应用啦，但系我哋必须认识：第一，神嘅话语系活泼嘅；第二，系有功效嘅，系有果效。
So the word of God is not like just any literature.
所以神的话语同其余的文学是不同的。
It's a different word because this one has life in it.
不同的地方是因为这个神的话语是有生命在当中，是活泼的。
Now, read with me, put your hand in that Hebrews 4. Let's flip back to John chapter 6. John chapter 6, verse 62 to 69.
约翰福音六章六十二到六十九节。倘若你们看见人子升到他原来所在之处，怎么样呢？叫人活出的那是灵，叫他的使徒的灵，我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。即使你们中间有不信的人，耶稣从你们口中知道谁不信他，谁要问他，耶稣有说，所以我对你们说的话，又不是和我父的恩赐，没有人。
Now, John chapter 6 was a chapter where Jesus did a lot of teaching.
约翰福音六章咧，耶稣喺当中咧俾咗好多教导。
And after he talked to a point，
佢讲到某个点嘅时候咧
，he said to them in verse 63，
喺第六十三节佢同佢哋讲
，he says it is the spirit that gives life。
佢话咧系叫人活着嘅乃是灵。
The words that I speak，
我讲嘅话咧
，they are spirit，
佢就系灵
，and they are life，
就系生命。
The words。
那个话语
They are not ordinary words.
它不是普通的话语
The words that I speak
我所讲的话语
They are spirit
是灵
And they are life
还有是有生命的
And the Bible said when Jesus said that
圣经说当耶稣这么讲的时候
He said many of his disciples said they were not going to walk with him again
很多他的门徒就说不再跟从神
了。 How can you say that words are spirit?
他说为什么你可以 说话语是灵呢？
How can you say that your words have life?
你怎么可以 说语有生命呢？
And they decided not to, what, to continue with it again.
他们就决定不再跟从神。
Now the Bible says,
圣经说，
the words of God,
神的话语，
they are not ordinary words,
并不是普通的话语。
They are spirit,
它是灵，
and they are life,
还有中间有生命。
Now, so the word of God is not dead,
所以神的话语不是死的。
The word of God is alive,
神的话语是活着的。
Is a living word,
是一个永活的。
Is not a dead word,
不是一个死的话语。
It's a living word,
是一个永活的。
It's not a dead word,
并不是一个死的话语。
So back to Hebrews chapter 4,
我们去回希伯来书第四章。
He said, for the word of God is alive,
这里说，因为神的道是活泼的。
And the word of God has power,
因为是有功效的。
It is powerful,
是有大有能力的。
And look at what it says about the word,
你看看他怎样形容的话语。
It says, it is sharper than any two-edged sword,
比一切两刃的剑更快。
And it pierces into the dividing asunder of the soul and of the spirit,
甚至魂与灵，骨节骨髓，
and of the bone and of the joints and the marrows,
骨节与骨髓。
What is the scripture saying here?
这里圣经讲的是什么？
You see, soul and spirit,
灵和魂，
they are not things that you see.
是一些你见不到的东
西。 They are invisible,
它是看不见的。
Joint and marrows,
骨节与骨髓，
They are things that you see,
是一些你见到的东西。
They are visible,
它是可以看见的。
The Bible says,
圣经这么说，
The word of God,
神的话语，
is alive,
是活着的。
It is powerful,
是有能力的。
It can operate in the invisible world,
是甚至刺入那个不能够看见的世界。
And it can operate in the visible world,
也都可以在可以看见的世界中运作。
It can operate in the invisible world,
能够在不能够看见的世界运作。
And it can operate in the visible world,
也都在可以看见的世界中运作。
So if we need to get things done in the invisible world,
如果我们要在不能看见的世界做一些事，
The word of God can get it done,
神的话语就在当中能够有做运
作。 get things done in the visible world,
假如要在见到的世界中做事，
the word of God can get it done,
神的话语可以令到这件事发生。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the word of God is alive,
因为神的话语是活着的。
And it is powerful,
还有有能力的。
Now, when Jesus taught this to his disciples,
当神耶稣教他门徒的时候，
in John chapter 6,
在约翰福音六章，
the Bible says, many of his disciples decided not to walk with him again.
有很多的门徒决定不再跟从耶稣。
And he told Peter, he said, will you also go away?
他就问彼得，你会不会跟着他们走？
Peter said, no, we are not going nowhere.
彼得说我们不会走。
Because we know that you have the words of eternal life,
因为他知道你有个永生的道。
So the word of God,
所以神的话语，
carries eternal life,
带着永生在当中。
Now what is eternal life?
那什么是永生呢？
Now religion have told us that eternal life is when we die and we go to heaven,
宗教只是教导我们永生，就是当我们死的时候就上天堂。
The word translated eternal life is the same from the Greek word zoe, which means God's type of life,
在希列文永生呢，就是好像神那样的生命。
Now what was Peter saying to Jesus?
彼得跟耶稣说什么呢？
He said, we have believed,
我们相信，
that the words that you speak,
你所说的话，
they carry the same life of God,
就是呢带着好像似神那样的生命。
Now are you getting it?
你明白？
He said, we have believed,
我们相信，
that the words that you speak,
你所说的话，
they carry the very life of God,
就是带着神的生命。
So if we want the life of God to manifest in a place,
假如我们想神的生命在一个地方去彰显呢，
if we want the life of God to manifest in our bodies,
假如我哋想神嘅生命喺我哋身体入边去彰显，
If we want the life of God to manifest in our business，
假如我哋想神嘅生命喺我哋嘅生意当中去彰显
，If we want the life of God to manifest in any area of our lives，
假如我哋想神嘅生命喺我哋任何一方面嘅层面生活中彰显咧
，How do we get the life of God there？
我哋点样将神嘅生命带到嗰度咧？就是讲出神的话，
Because the word of God，
因为神的话
is alive，
是活着的，是生命的，
and it carries the life of God，
带着神的生命。
Are you getting it？
大家明白吗？
Yes. Yes.
When Jesus was teaching that，
当耶稣这样教导的时候，
The Bible said many of his disciples said， No， we don't want to follow you no more。
很多门徒说我不想跟从你了，
Because that teaching was beyond what they were used to。
因为那些教导不是他们听惯的。
How can God's word carry God's life？
神的话语怎么可以带着神的生命呢？
How can God's word carry God's life？
神的话语怎么可能带着神的生命呢？
Now for example，
例如
Sickness，
疾病
is not part of the life of God，
并不是神的生命的一部分。
So if there is sickness somewhere，
所以哪里有疾病呢？
And we want the life of God there，
我们想神的生命在那里呢？
How do we get the life of God to a sick body？
我们怎样将神的生命带到一个有病的身体？
By sending the word of God there，
就是将神的话语带到去那里了。
Are you getting it right now？
明白吗？
If we can get the word there，
假如我们将神的话语带到去那里，
If we can get the word there，
假如我们将神的话语带到那里，
We are sure the life of God will manifest there，
我们就肯定神的生命会在那里彰显。
Now go with me to Psalm 107，
去到诗篇107篇。
Now I want you to read verse 17 to 20，
17到20节，一起读。愚妄人是因自己的过犯和自己的罪孽，
the condition of certain people here，
在这里形容到某些人的境况。
He says that these people we call them fools，
他说他们是愚妄人。
He said they were afflicted，
他们是受伤害。
Because of their sin and transgression，
因为他们所犯的罪。
He said their soul abhorred meat， that is they could not eat，
他们不能够吃东西。
And they were at the point of death，
他们临近死亡。
Now this is a case of someone that was sick，
这个就是一些人病紧的当中。
The Bible says these people could not eat no more，
这些人不能够吃了。
And they were at the point of death，
他们濒临死亡了。
They were about to die，
他们就来死了。
Maybe it was cancer，
可能是癌症啦。
Or liver failure，
可能是肾衰竭。
Or kidney failure，
肾衰竭啦。
Or swine flu，
或者豬流感啦，或者禽流感啦。
But these people are at the point of death，
他们就来死了。
Then the Bible says in verse 19，
圣经说十九节，
Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble，
他们在苦难中哀求耶和华。
And he saved them out of their distresses，
他就发明医治他们。
Now if verse 20 was not written，
假如二十，
You would just think they just cry to God，
他们在祸患中拯救他们。假如
And then God saved them，
他们就神就拯救他们。
But how did God save them？
神怎样拯救他们呢？
Now number one，
第一个，
You need to understand，
你要明白，
That even though at the point of death，
即使在临近死亡的边缘，
God can still save people，
神仍然可以拯救人。
That is God can still heal people，
即是说神仍然可以医治人。
Because these people were at the point of death，
因为这里是写到他就来是濒临死亡。
And then God healed them，
然后神医治他们。
So even at the point of death，
即使在死亡的边缘，
people can still be healed，
人仍然可以被医治。
So that somebody is at the point of death does not mean God cannot heal that person， That someone's business is at the point of death does not mean God cannot turn it around.
任何人的生意就嚟結束嘅時候，唔代表神唔可以轉機。
How did God turn it around?
咁神究竟點樣係帶嚟轉機咧？
The Bible says.
呢度講聖經。
He sent His word.
佢咧發明醫治佢。
He sent His word.
其實英文咧就係神將佢嘅話語係發明佢，同埋醫治佢。
Now, if the word is not living.
Actually, in Chinese, it's a command. He sent out the order to save them, not the word.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, what you can see it here.
Now, he says he sent his word. You need to explain that to them.
So, in the midst of their trouble,
在他們的苦難當中,
how did God save them?
神怎樣拯救他們呢?
God sent His word to them.
神將他的話語賜給他們,
and the word healed them.
而個話語醫治佢哋，
and the word deliver them.
個話語釋放佢哋。
So when there is crisis,
當有困難嘅時候，
when there is pain,
當有痛苦嘅時候，
when there is challenges,
有挑戰嘅時候，
and we need the life of God there.
我哋需要神嘅生命喺嗰度。
How do we get it done?
我哋點樣做呢？
We need the word.
我哋需要神嘅話語。
We need the word.
我们需要神的话语。
If the word can get there,
假如神的话语能够去到那里呢,
the word will reproduce the life of God there.
话语就可以将神的生命在那里繁殖出来。
Are you getting it?
你明不明啊?
If the word can get there,
假如话语能够去到那里,
the word will reproduce the life of God there.
個話語就會帶嚟神嘅生命，因為個話語帶住永生。Now,
Isaiah chapter 55.
以賽亞書55章。
We are still looking at the nature of God's word.
我哋仲係研究緊神嘅道話語嘅本質。
Isaiah chapter 55.
以賽亞書55章。
We are going to read from verse 9 to 11.
9-11节， 天怎样高过地， 照样我的道路高过你们的道路， 我的意念高过你们的意念。 雨雪从天而过， 神告訴我們他的話語是怎樣運作的。
He compared his operation to the rain.
他將他的運作的情況與落雨相比。
Just like the rain falls from heaven,
就好像雨從天而降,
and does not return back to heaven,
就不會回到天上,
but waters the earth,
但是就滋潤地,
and causes the earth to produce fruits,
令到地生出果實。
He said, that is how my word is.
这就是我的话语怎样做。
When I speak the word out of my mouth,
我口所出的话,
the word will not return to me void.
绝不徒然返回。
He said, but it shall accomplish that which I please.
要成就我所喜悦的。
And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
我發他去成就的事上,
now, let's explain it this way.
我們這樣去解釋。
Now, God said, this is the way I operate.
神說我就是這樣運作的。
I speak a word.
我就發出一個話語。
Then the word goes from me.
話語從我口中而出。
And the word goes to do an assignment.
那個話語去做一個事件。
And then the word comes back to me.
那個話語回到我當中。
And gives me a report.
就帶來一個報告。
Every word I speak,
每一個我所說的話,
when they go out from my mouth,
從我的口中而出去的時候呢,
they go to carry out an assignment. And the world will never come back and say, God, I'm sorry, I couldn't get the job done.
He
says, it shall accomplish that which I please.
他这里讲到说,一定会成就我所喜悦的。
And it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
就要在我要他做的事情上亨通。
It's only something that is alive that can act like this.
只有那些能够活着的东西才可以有这样的行为。
It's only something that is alive that can operate like this.
只有能够活着的东西才可以这样运作。
So God says,
所以神这么说,
if somebody is having financial difficulty,
假如哪个人有财政上的困难,
and he needs God to help him,
他需要神的帮助,
how will God help him?
那会怎么做呢?
God will send the word to him.
神就会将他的话语,
on how to overcome his financial difficulty.
帮助他去胜过他财政上的困难。
Now, we have read yesterday,
昨天我们读过呢?
That the word goes into the heart.
神的话语入到心里面。
Now, Kat needs to walk in the blessing.
Kat 需要呢, 在祝福当中去做。
Because Kat likes the blessing a lot.
因为 Kat 很喜欢祝福。
She likes to be blessed.
她喜欢呢, 蒙福的。
So she needs to walk in the blessing.
她需要呢, 在祝福中行走,
in the area of finances,
特别在财政方面,
and then she cries to God,
她向神呼求,
I need a financial blessing,
我需要呢, 财政上的祝福,
then God will say, no problem,
神就说没问题,
God will now look for an avenue,
神会找一个渠道呢, 方法,
to send the preaching of the word,
将那个道传给他,
into our heart,
传到他的心里面。
So what will God do?
那神怎么做呢?
God will begin to direct her,
神会开始指引他,
to places,
to bless this,
places,
to 去到一些地方,
or to preach us,
去到一些传道人,
through which she can hear the word on financial blessing.
在当中呢, 他能够听到, 关于, 财政上祝福的道,
immediately that word can enter into our heart.
那个话语立刻就入到他心里面。
God says he is so sure that the word will get the job done.
神是很肯定那个话语呢,是你要成就他想要做的。
And the word will go back to God and said, I located Kat in Hong Kong, the work is done, this is the result.
那个话语就会回到神那里就说, Kat呢,我看着他了,这件事做了。
Are you getting it right now?
明不明啊?
Now, can you see now faith and the word of God?
看不看到, 信心和神的道啊?
So the moment when that word entered into our heart,
当, 他话语入到他心那刻呢,
the first thing that happens is that our assurance begins to go.
第一样东西发生就是那个确据是开始增长。
So the more she positions herself for the word,
当他固定他的位置去领受那个话语,
the assurance begins to grow.
那个确据不断的增添。
And the Bible says,
圣经说,
God is so sure,
神是这么肯定,
that if the word can enter into our heart,
当那个话语能够入到他心里面的时候,
the word will reproduce the life of God.
那个话语能够生出神的生命。
Do you get it?
你明不明啊?
The word will do what?
那个话语怎么样?
Reproduce.
会, 生出,
the life of God.
神的生命.
So any word of God that enters into your heart,
任何一个入到你心里面的神的话语,
will reproduce.
可以, 生出, 生产.
So the more the word,
The
more the word,
更多的话语呢?
The more the reproduction.
就会有更多的生产。
Are you listening?
明不明啊?
Now, have you seen? So the word of God is alive.
所以神的话语是活着的。
The word of God is intelligent.
神的话语是有智慧、聪明的。
And anything must be done.
所以任何事情必须要做的时候呢?
The word must enter into your heart first.
神的话语必须先入进你的心。
Now, let's look into 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章。
First John chapter 1. Are you there?
你找到没有?
We are going to read verse 1 and 2.
读一字一节。
論到從起初所有的生命之道。Now, Apostle John here by the Holy Spirit was giving us the reality of the Word of God.
约翰因着圣灵的感动将话语的实况是告诉我们的
In describing the word
在形容话语的时候呢,
Number one, it said the word has been from the beginning
就是说话语是从起初已经有
I'm sure you know that from John chapter 1 In the beginning was the word and the word was God
我想你和约翰福音一章就是太初有道道与神同住
Now look at the way he described the word
你看他怎样形容那个话语
He said that which has been from the beginning
那个话语从起初而有
Which we have heard with our ears
从我们耳中所听见的
Which we have seen with our eyes
我们眼所见的
Now you begin to wonder how do we see words
你会想我们怎样看到那些话语呢
If we explain it deeper Now watch out He said, which we have seen with our eyes,
我们从眼见啦,
which we have touched,
我们接触到啦,
and our hands have handled.
我们手是拎过,
How can you touch the word?
你怎样接触个话语?
How can you handle the word?
你怎样拎过个话语?
How can you see the word?
你怎样看个话语呢?
Now, if you say we hear the word, yeah, fine, that is okay.
假如你说我听过话语没错啊
But now it says we see the word
但我们见到的话语
We touch the word
接触话语
We handle the word
拎过的话语
Then verse 2 gave us an explanation
第二节带给我们解释
If you have the King James You will realize verse 2 is in brackets
假如你有英王钦定本 那个第二节是在括号里面的
Which shows that he's explaining verse 1
即是说他在解释第一节
So he said
所以他这么说
For the life was manifested
生命已经显现出来
which life
哪个的生命呢
the life that the word carried
就是那个话语带着的生命
so when the word enters into a place
当一个话语入进一个地方时
it reproduces the life it carries
就会生产出它所带着的生命
Now, it said for the life was manifested
因为生命是显现出
And we have seen it
我们已经见过了
So, how do we see the word?
所以我们怎样见过话语呢?
The life of the word manifested
就是话语的生命显现出来
Let me give an example
我们给一个例子
Erica sometimes ago was not a Christian
Erica 以前不是基督徒
Then after some time you became a Christian
一段日子之后他成为基督徒
How did you become a Christian?
你怎样成为基督徒呢?
You heard the word
你听神的道
And it entered your heart
神的话语入到他的心
And produced the life of Christ
就是生出神的生命
Today when people see you
人见到你今天见到你的时候
By your actions
藉着你的行为
By your communion with God
和你和神的沟通
You pray
你祷告
You fast
你禁食
You study the word
你研读神的话语
Sunday morning you go to church
星期日你去到教会
You give your offerings
你奉献
You are committed to God
你对神委身
Why are you doing all that?
为什么你这样做呢?
That day
那些东西
那天当你成为基督徒 The word of God entered into your heart
神的话语入到你的心
Then the word began to multiply
那个话语开始复制
produce the life of Christ
生产出像基督的生命
Then certain things you used to do before
有些你以前所做的事
You just realize you can't do them no more
你不会再做那样东西了
And then some things you don't do before You begin to do them
有些你以前不做的你又开始做
Before you don't fast
以前你从来不吃
Now you start fasting
现在你开始禁食
Before you don't read Bible
以前你不读圣经
Now you are reading Bible
你现在开始读圣经
Before you don't go to church
之前你不去教会
Now you are going to church
你现在去到教会
What happened?
发生什么事呢?
A word entered into your heart
因为神嘅话语入到你嘅心。
Even though we don't see that word with our eyes，
即使我哋唔能够用眼见到嗰个话语。
See the effect of that word in your life。
但我哋见到嗰个话语喺你生命中嘅果效。
That's why all of you are here today。
所以你哋今日喺度。
There was a time a word entered into your heart。
就系有啲时候神嘅话语入到你嘅心。
The effect of that word。
嗰个话语嘅果效。
That's why you call yourself a Christian。
所以你叫自己基督徒。
The same way。
同一个方式。
If a man is poor。
假如一个人系贫穷。
And he wants God's blessing。
佢需要神嘅祝福。
If a man is sick。
假如一人系有病。
And he wants God's healing。
佢需要神嘅医治。
If a man has marital problems。
假如有人婚姻有问题。
And want God to solve it for him。
希望神为佢解决。
What will God do？
咁神会点做啊
？He will look for a way。
神会找一个方法将神的话语带到他的心里面。
Because if the word can get in，
假如个话语能够入进去，假以时日，
it will reproduce，
它会生出。
And we will see the life of the word in your life，
就会将个话语的生命带到你的生命当中。
So the word of God，
所以神的话语
is a life，
是一个生命。
The word of God，
神的话语
is powerful，
是大有能力。
If it can enter the heart，
假如能够入到你的心里面的时候，
is a matter of time，
是假以时日的。
Is a matter of time，
是一些时间的。
It will reproduce，
就会生出。
I'm sure the example I gave on becoming a Christian is very clear to you。
我相信那个怎样成为基督徒对你来讲是很清晰的。
So if the word can come in now concerning your healing，
假如那个话语能够来到临到你那里是给你医治的，
I can go and sleep because I know you will be healed。
我就去睡了，因为我知道你一定会得到医治。